I am speaking with Rob Solomon. He's the president of the Human Rights Council of Washington County. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about the Human Rights Council. When did it start, and what are the things you do?
Well, the Human Rights Council in Washington County started roughly 10 years ago. A group of really good people got together. Originally, the catalyst was the Vision Action Network here in Washington County. They determined that there were some things going on that people weren't taking a look at and wanted to see if they could start an organization that would help. Over the years, we've had some changes. We've had different populations to our group. And we've learned a lot. What have we done? We do listening sessions. We go into communities to encourage people to talk about what's going on, because we're an educational organization and we believe strongly that it's only when things are hidden that things are going to get worse. The only way we can help things to get better is if we promote the awareness and promote dialogue.
Now, is there a connection then with the government of Washington County?
No. I mean, we work with them. They know we exist and we communicate with them. But frankly, governmental organizations are sometimes hampered by their own rules. It's difficult sometimes to speak out when you're immersed in the world of politics. Our independence gives us an opportunity to be more of an advocacy organization.
So you're a nonprofit group then?
We are registered nonprofit 501c3 status as of just a few months ago, actually.
And a press release just came out from you about a new email. Tell us a little bit about this new email.
Sure. It was really hard for us to keep our eyes closed when we hear things like 6 days after the federal election, there were 400 incidents reported just in the first 6 days, not even a week, 400 incidents throughout the country of hate, violent-related things that, you know, you can't necessarily say are directly related to the election, but some of them are pretty clear. And 19 of those 400 happened in Oregon. It seems to me that that's more than our share. And what we wanted to do is work with the police, and we've got their support in this, to set up a way to report crimes and harassment that some folks might not feel comfortable talking to law enforcement directly. If someone calls us, we will encourage, or emails us rather, we will encourage them to also report to the authorities. But sometimes people just don't trust the authorities based on some of their own backgrounds. And sometimes they don't think they have enough evidence to report to authorities. The authorities still want those reports, and we want them to have that information. But we don't want to lose information. We want to make sure we have as much awareness and share it as we possibly can. We will not publish names. We will take anonymous reports and identify them as such. We are not interested in publishing names, either sharing them with law enforcement if the person who is a victim doesn't wish to. We just want to make sure that there is some place in Washington County where as much information is collected as possible.
So what will you do then with these emails?
With the emails, they will be kept confidential, but the data, which will be the nature of the incident, the time and location that it took place, they will be published on a list on our website for the public to be able to check any time. And also it'll be coordinated with the police so that the police will also have that same information and know about areas to be able to watch, to monitor, things like that. And in addition, of course, to their own reports.
The email went up on November 17th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Have you received any reports since then?
Actually, it's an interesting question. No, we received one the day or two beforehand, which is what stimulated us. That one has already been reported to the media. An African-American woman was assaulted in a parking lot around 185th out here in Washington County.
Have you received other reports besides that one in Washington County, that not necessarily to the email, but that people had heard?
No, a little bit of anecdotal reports in some meetings we've had, especially related to kids in school being identified as being a member of a given minority and being told to, quote, go home where they came from, unquote, which to my way of thinking is harassment and hurtful, but again, it doesn't constitute the nature of report. The council is really pleased that we're ready to receive these reports, and we'll take thousands of them if they come in. Quite frankly, we're hoping to never receive a report at all.
Right. Thousands. So, well, who is running the email?
Well, actually, the president is. So I'm running it until, pardon me, I'm running it at least for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Rob Solomon, president of the Human Rights Council of Washington County, is who I'm speaking with. If someone sent an email, would you email them back?
Yes, we will acknowledge the email, and we will also ask them, if they haven't already told us, if they've reported to the appropriate enforcement agency, you know, Hillsborough Police, if it happens in Hillsborough, if it's in the unincorporated county, to the sheriff's office. We've also connected through the sheriff to the chiefs as well, and they've indicated a willingness to send us the information and receive information from us as well.
And is this only for instances in Washington County?
Yes, by all means. There are other resources nationally and in other areas. We're only concerned with Washington County right now.
What is that email?
It's reports at hrcwc.org.
And the website?
The website, it's a little lengthy. We're sorry about that, but it's www.humanrightscouncilofwashingtoncounty.org. That's all one word.
And one more time with that email.
That email to report any incidents of harassment or hate crime would be reports at hrcwc.org.
And Rob Solomon, one more question. What is ultimately the goal of this? What do you hope to accomplish by having this email out for the residents of Washington County?
We want as many folks in Washington County who will have their eyes open to be as fully aware as possible so they can watch, they have a place to report, and we can hopefully do our best through the awareness to minimize the number of these awful events that could happen.
All right, Rob Solomon, president of the Human Rights Council of Washington County. I'm John Shuck for KBOO.